Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And yes, your story is unwritten. And welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. I am your host. My name is Tracy. And joining me today is Trish, who is our nonprofit host.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today,
Hi.
Trish?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Very good. And then later on, Renee, who is our entertainment host, will be joining us. And Matt, who is our production engineer, is here. Hello,
hey.
Matt.
How are you, ladies? And I know everybody can't see this watching on YouTube, but not only am I the production engineer, I'm the dancing fool on this show.
Yes, you are.
with the air drums, right?
Air drums, air guitar, and anything and everything in between.
And that sounds great to me.
Yes.
And we also would like to thank Lola, who is behind the scenes and makes all this happen. So welcome to our Shrink and Wrap family, and I'm so excited. Hopefully, I don't know if we have new listeners out there or not, but we want to let you know that what our purpose is to lift your spirits, is to lift your spirits by being a friend to you, because everybody matters. That's right, everybody matters. And what you do matters to everybody. And what we do here is to offer opinions and suggestions for everyday living by using songs as therapy, and also by giving suggestions from our licensed therapist, which, by the way, we have a couple of licensed therapists here today, and or not today, but throughout our shows while we've been here. And our number one shrink, Peggy, is on vacation. She's down in the Keys.
She's always on vacation.
She's on a permanent vacation. She is. And we have shrink number two, who's Carolina, and she's out helping others today. So I'm going to introduce you later on into our show, our shrink number three, who is Mindy, and she's going to be joining us today talking about gaslighting. So we had a couple of vocabulary words last week. Do you remember a couple of them?
I do.
Yes.
I remember.
But we
gaslighting's a good one to talk about.
Gaslighting, and the purpose of us bringing all this up is to, and the whole show is to better your life. We want to know what love is. We're trying to find out a better way to live happiness. And sometimes we just need to look into ourselves to get some answers. And if you want to live a good, balanced life, this is the show to listen to. So again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at Tan Talk Radio. And before we begin, which, by the way,
no more.
That's right. No more. Last show. Matt, did you catch me last show, what I did wrong?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so we came over. We had high blood pressure over here because it's only our 13th show.
Right.
And our shrink was in court. She couldn't get out, right? Shrink number one.
She wasn't on vacation, so she's not always on vacation.
Right, but she did tell me she might not make it. And I kind of took my odds. I'm like, oh, she's going to make it in. Well, she didn't. So we were favor locking on the way over here.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, so I was a little nervous through my show. And I repeated, before we get started, 7 times before 3:21. I said, before we get started, before we get started, before, and I never lied because we didn't get started till 3:27. So I told her, if I do that again, you better kick me under the table.
Well, here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the money jar out.
Oh.
And so I thought a dollar, but I think I should up the stakes.
I see. So, Tracy, if you randomly hear your microphone go off during the show, that's because you said, before we get started again, and then you drop another $5 into the jar, Trish.
There you go.
Can you silence me with that microphone?
Oh, you mean that?
Yeah, if I
there we go. That's it. That's how you get silence right there.
Okay, I'm going to pay you to do that.
Deal.
Okay, thank you.
Deal.
So, but I'm not going to say before we get started, but
Oh, he gotcha.
I like that.
This is a fun game.
You're welcome.
I like that. I need that in my house.
Well, unfortunately, we can't do this setup at your house, so we'll do it here.
We'll do it here. Okay. But for me, not for my family, of course. But I would like to talk before, well, I'm not going to say before we get started, but introduce everybody to the Shazam app. If you haven't listened to our show yet, the Shazam app is such a great app. And Matt, have you downloaded it yet?
Not yet.
What are you two wait? Have you?
Well, no. I see, I have an advantage over Trish in that I work at a radio station, so I know most of the music.
Yeah, you're right.
No offense, Trish.
No, none taken.
Well, the Shazam app is an app for all of you out there listening. And whether you listen to my show or not, I'm just giving you some informative information. It's S-H-A-Z-A-M, and it's an app that helps you identify a song in seconds. And it's been described as magic, and it's a game changer. And it's a great way to find out the name of a song you hear playing in the background, if you're in the restaurant or if you're listening to our show or another show, but it helps you discover new music. Or maybe you remember an old song from your childhood and you're like, what am I listening to? I forgot who sings that. So anyway, it's has over a billion installs, but Shazam is one of the most popular music apps in the world. It's safe and you will love it, and it's free. So before you listen to our show here at the Shrink and Wrap Show, I would suggest maybe Shazamming some of these songs, because we hope that it helps you in life to live a positive life, along with licensed therapy suggestions. So before you play that song, we need to listen to the Loosen Up song, which is going to be by George Michaels, and it's called Freedom. Do you guys remember that song?
I remember the song.
Yes, yes. And I, did you watch the movie Wham?
Not once, but twice.
Twice. And what
it's
were your...
so good.
It was
it's
good.
It's so good.
And Matt, did you see the movie Wham?
I don't think so.
It's a really good movie. And I tell you what, I always liked George Michaels. We were back in Wham. It was back in the 80s. He was very, very popular. And wow, what a handsome guy.
He was.
And what was your take on the movie? What was your favorite part? And I mean, what did you think about it?
Well, first I wanted to say about this song, Freedom.
Yeah.
Did you know that that's the autobiography of his days of Wham that he's talking about?
No, I
didn't. In the song?
No.
He was actually freeing himself from the record label he was with and the image from his Faith album that created.
Wow.
And he wanted to break away from that. And when he did that music video for Freedom, he took himself pretty much out of the video and had supermodels lip singing.
And I saw that. Him. Well, that's why we were trying to lip sync. I was hoping you would know the words. Next time you got to study
And
the
that
words.
Was, he was sending a message.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that. He was sending a message. So it was a personal song to himself that had a lot of meaning. And here he is. He's not with us, but his legacy is still living on right here at Tan Talk Radio on the Shrink and Wrap Show, right?
Yes.
You know what I loved about the movie? First of all, George Michaels is just drop dead gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
He's handsome, and I think his style is in right now in the 80s. I'm not quite sure. We have a guy that's coming on today of talking about hairstyles going forward in the fall. But gosh, he was always so handsome. But what I loved mostly in that movie was his friendship with his a guy that he met in junior high. And what I also loved, and I just loved it, I was kind of sad, that's when they were with Wham together.
Right, George and Andrew.
And they parted. Oh, yeah, and I also like the fact, but I was sad that they parted, but what a lovely friendship, and they just did what they did with passion. But they also, he did what he wanted against, he didn't care about the odds of being successful. His dad wanted him to be a doctor, and as sweet as his dad wanted good things for him, he followed his own heart, and he became so successful, and he touched so many lives. And I absolutely love George Michaels.
Music trivia, what was the first number one hit Wham ever had in the U.S.?
Wake me up before you go-go.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first first song that hit number one with in 1984.
Nice.
You are right. Well, and you know they were about to be dropped if they couldn't make a number one hit.
Really?
And there was some music festival or a show or something that somebody canceled, and so they called them and asked them to come on, and that's really where they became popular and started gaining momentum.
That's amazing.
And that's
there
what kind of broke them in.
Yeah. And I will tell you, Careless Whisper is definitely a good slow song to dance to.
It's nice.
It is. Yeah. That's a very good one, just to let you know. I happen to know that.
The more you listen to the Shrink and Wrap Show, the more you know.
That's right.
That's true.
That's
right.
I'm learning
that's
myself.
True.
Are you kidding me?
There you go.
And all the songs he wrote from life experiences. So that's also interesting.
But that's also the way most big artists make the name for themselves is writing about personal experiences.
Yeah. Right. And in that movie, I'll say this too, there's two other points that are very important about him, is that in the movie, I think after his first year of his career, he didn't even know. They were like, well, how much money are you making? He didn't even know because he didn't care, because he followed his own heart and his passion where it took him. And then when he got to a certain place, then he gave back. You know, his success, he also gave back to people that were unfortunate. So cheers to you, George Michaels, wherever you are. Your music is wonderful. You've made a lot of people happy. But, oh my gosh, one more thing about George Michaels. I almost forgot. So I went and saw George Michaels in Orlando with three of my friends. So one of my friends, at the big stadium in Orlando, and I was like 19 because my mom wouldn't let me go to any concerts. Well, I talked her into registering for two tickets to win the guitar in that huge stadium. So guess what? She won.
She won George Michael's guitar?
Yeah. So wait, Matt, can we call my friend Mitzi up really quick? Give her a call. Don't tell her. I mean, I don't know if she knows we're on air. We got to let her know. Is she? Okay,
you know,
I got to keep talking.
Keep going.
You know what I was going to say? I think Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury. That
George
movie.
Michael.
Yes.
And Adam Lambert.
Yes.
They're three of the best singers with such a wide range and they're stage presence and performance.
Yeah.
Those three are phenoms.
They're just, I agree. And not only that, I think what I really appreciate about them is when I was a kid, I loved their music. But then as I became an adult and more mature, you understand where they were coming from as people and some of the struggles that they all had that now talk about freedom. You know, they're free to just live their life and the way they want. And all those stories were amazing, every single one of them. So is Mitzi answering? Now, okay. She got thumbs
tried
down.
A couple of times. Let me keep going.
It's okay. Because I'll just say this, and then we're going to go on to our shrink number three. But this is the thing. She won the guitar. I said, are you going to sell the guitar? She goes, well, I thought about hard rock, but I'm thinking about asking if I can get a little commission for that.
You should. But is it also autographed?
It's autographed. She won the guitar. And I talked her into filling that out. So anyway,
Mitzi,
just to let you know.
Hold on. Mitzi, if you are somehow listening to this show, please call us at 727-441-3000. That way, Tracy can get her commission. On the guitar. Thank you.
You heard it here first. But George Michaels, cheers to him and cheers to everybody involved in his success. So we have shrink number three coming on. So on our show, we are trying to find out ways, or we're trying to figure out the true meaning of love and what love is. And also how to find true happiness. So to live your best life that you can. And we're never here to divide, but we are here to bring awareness. And sometimes you got to rattle things, topics that you don't really like to know about yourself or others to make your life better. So today, with that being said, today we have shrink number three. I welcome Mindy. And Mindy is going to talk about one of the terms that we had last week, and it was called gaslighting. And she is a licensed therapist, and she's going to give her suggestions to gaslighting.
Hang on, I'm working on getting her.
Ah, okay. Well, then you know what? While you're working on, I'm going to share something else while we're working. Do you have the right number?
Yeah, I'm dialing her now.
Okay, but I hope I gave you the right number because, you know, I can't see. Is she there? Okay. While we're waiting for Mindy, I'm going to show you, what about the 813 area code?
Yeah, that's a holiday now, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't have to wait any longer. Mindy is on the phone right now.
Mindy, thank you. We had a backup topic because that's what you learn in the 14th show. How are you doing, Mindy?
I'm doing
good that you're here now. It makes me a lot better. I just had my nerve song, you know, shook off the nerves. But thank you for coming on our show. And you are now given the title of shrink number three.
Wow, thank you.
So thank you so much. So, Mindy, tell us a little bit about gaslighting. What is the definition of gaslighting?
Well, Tracy, first of all, gaslighting, the term came from a stage play from 1938 called Gaslight. The story is about a husband who attempts to convince his wife and others that she is insane by manipulating small elements of their environment, insisting that she is mistaken, remembering things incorrectly, or delusional.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where it started.
Okay.
But gaslighting is a type of abuse. It's an emotional and a psychological abuse. Someone who gaslights is trying to make the targeted person doubt their perception of reality. The gaslighter may convince the targeted person that their memories are wrong and they're overreacting to the event.
Well, what are some common, I think we had shrink number one call us last week and give us a little example, but can you tell us what are some common gaslighting phrases?
Okay, so some of the things that, now gaslighting is generally associated with having a relationship with somebody that's a narcissist. Mm-hmm. Can either be brought up by a narcissistic parent that does this to you, or be in a relationship with someone, either a friend or a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a form of manipulation,
mm-hmm.
So that the other person can get what they want. So some of the phrases that you'll hear I'm going is, well, you remembered it wrong. You're mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're being crazy. A real common one is, oh, I was just joking. you're just too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
If you love me, then you'd let me do what I want. Or they blame them. The reason I'm doing this is your fault.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything to have that person question or doubt their own thoughts, emotions, perceptions, or even their own memory.
Right. Well, and in response to what you're telling me, some common gaslight phrases, I have a couple of phrases here to say back, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I think I spoke about this last week a little bit, but if someone is gaslighting you, you can respond back to, I know what I heard. I accept you remember things, events differently, so we have to agree to disagree, and does it really matter that we remember things differently? There's also a response to someone that is gaslighting you. Am I wrong to say that?
Well, there's a lot of things you can say, but, and I guess there's probably different levels of narcissists,
mm-hmm.
Different levels of relationship, manipulative relationships. But a true narcissist, you will never convince them.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a lot of therapists will recommend that a child that was raised by a narcissist confront the narcissistic parent, and it's not you very rarely will get any validation for your feelings.
Right.
Sometimes it's difficult. It depends on how long the gaslighting's been going on. So when you talk about things you can say back to the narcissist, you can say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. I can think of some things.
Sometimes
I can think of a few things to say. But go ahead. Being funny.
Yeah, no. I think of a lot of things to say.
But Lola will get fined, so I can't say any cuss words.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, is there a way to shut them down, shut the gaslighter down, you know, for your own self-protection?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the person that is going to shut the gaslighter down needs to be in a better place. Then, like, if you're in a relationship with a gaslighter that's been going on for a really long time, you don't think you're right. You think that you're crazy. Mm-hmm. You think that you caused them to be mad at you. You think that you're wrong. So where I'm going with this is that the person that's in a relationship or a child of that's been raised by a gaslighter or a narcissist, they have to do the work to get themselves back to the place where they feel validated and they know that what reality is for them, not what reality is for the gaslight.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, and this is the thing. I have this little quote here. It said, well, I looked this up. I don't know how true this is, but it says, some gaslighters are aware of their behavior, and they may even work to improve their gaslighting skills, but they enjoy the sense of superiority and feel from making others doubt their sanity, like you just said, and correctness. But others who gaslight might not be aware what they're doing. So how do you deal with something like that? How do you approach someone that innocently does not know that they're gaslighting? Is that another show?
I never really met a person that was innocently not aware that they were manipulating. But there are people that have distorted sense of reality and sense of entitlement that feel entitled.
Right.
And they do not have empathy or the ability to be aware of it.
Right. Well, and I have in response a little bit too. It says if the gaslighter is willing to be honest, if, like, let's just say you love someone and then they're not aware of this bad habit, you approach them, if they're willing to try. I just feel sorry for people that have learned behavior in their family. You know, I always want everything to work out as much as it can, but if you can't, then there's a point where, you know, you have to, like Selena Gomez's song, she has a song called, it's called Lose You to Love Me, and it shows how people can make it. Do you know what song that is? I know you love songs, right, Mindy?
Right.
Yeah, and it's,
I would say, professionally speaking, I think that that's where I would suggest marriage counseling or couple counseling, because and when I see what you'll see is when somebody that's a true narcissist or a gaslighter without a whole lot of conscience, they have to be like brought to their knees, like the person has to leave or something needs to shake them up.
Right.
For them to want, because they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll give you an example. Okay, so let's say we see gaslighting a lot with cheating spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when they're confronted, it's common for them to accuse their spouse of being crazy, jealous, insecure. And I've talked to many men and women betrayed by partners who say that for quite some time, they actually thought they were just losing their mind and being unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, if you get a healthy person that is aware of them being that they're in a relationship where I see every day,
mm-hmm.
Where they're starting to realize this isn't reality. I'm unhappy, whatever. Then they have to do the work to get to a place to heal.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, I'm like so sensitively aware of this, I wouldn't put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're raised by a person that dismisses your feelings, that invalidates them, or says all those things that I said, you don't think you're valued. You don't think you go right along with it.
Right.
Because you don't know any better.
Right. And would you say, is it safe to say that the people who are more prone to gaslighting are highly sensitive people and empaths? Is that a true statement?
I don't really know how to answer that, to tell you the truth. That's a pretty generalized. I don't think there's anything wrong with people that have been gaslighting. It's the gaslighter that's the problem.
Right.
They tend to be, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt and try to make things work. And they're usually pleasers.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be a personality type. But
and Mindy, would you say it goes on more with, is there a higher percentage of men that gaslight or women?
I can't
answer that.
I've seen both.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if I had to give you a random sample of the people that I've worked with, I've seen both, but I think there's more men.
Yeah, because is it wrong to say that sometimes it's the power?
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt, right.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. But men need to be aware, too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Women can do it, too. Mm-hmm.
Right. Gaslighting is emotionally abusive and ultimately gives the abuser more power to dominate a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, just my thought is, unless they really are sociopaths or psychopaths, which means they don't really have a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have know what's right or wrong. They like power and control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're usually pretty insecure, so
right.
They have to go dominate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I'm talking in generalization, but you know, it's for discussion.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And I also want, on this show, men matter. And I don't want guys to think that we're all talking about you know, women and pity us. No, because women do it too. And I will stick up for men.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it says women can do this too. And number one, some of the signs, if a woman's doing it to you as a man or whatever pronoun, but it says she can lie. She'll exploit your insecurities. She'll manipulate you. She'll poison your relationships. And also she blames you for her sins. And so I think it can go on both sides.
That was a great sentence. I really could not just, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, so I think, and Mindy, you know, I feel bad. We're already, I can't believe, I'm going to have to do two hours.
That's fast.
We're already, we're at our time, but I want to say, first of all, I want everyone out there to know that we're not trying to create a division with you and anybody. But when you love somebody and you have a relationship and you want it to work, I don't know, I kind of suggest getting to know yourself, getting to know your personality, and then paying attention to these common denominator things that are putting you in a bad mood or bringing your energy down, and be aware of them, communicate about them, and or go to a counselor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I'm all about working things out, but some people are innocently born into to things that aren't so innocent, you know? Mindy, thank you so much. Are you taking an oath to be our shrink number three?
I'm not committing to anything but to
all right, well, thank you, Mindy. Thank you so much, and that was so informative.
And I do want to say that if you start to notice, you know, if you're in a relationship and you realize you're unhappy and you're confused about what is true and what isn't, and you're really losing your self-confidence, talk to a professional.
Yes, and that's why we're kind of the friendship point of view, and we have our shrinks to give you a professional suggestion. And again, this show's all about opinions and suggestions to make your life happy, but you have to be the one to want to make a change in your life for happiness and to have better relationships when it comes to love. Mindy, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for doing
the
program.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mindy. We'll talk to you soon. So now we are going to go to our main song after that topic. And I'm not going to, well, I do. It's going to be 3 minutes. I hope Renee's going to like, she's going to be so mad. I'm going to try to go through this. But listen to the lyrics of the song for 3 minutes and 5 seconds. Fade out. But this is Madonna's Express Yourself. Listen to the lyrics on top of what you just heard. Take it away, Matt.
Make you make
So make him express yourself, and men, you do the same with the women as well. So before I introduce my next guest, Ray, I would like to play this song by Lady Gaga, and it's called Hair.
Cool, my parents put up a fight. And if I'm hot shot, mom will cut my hair at night. In the morning, I'm short of my identity.
So did you guys know Lady Gaga has a song named Hair?
I did not know that. I bet Matt did.
Matt?
I did not have a clue.
See, this is my homework. And Ray, and on that note, we're introducing Ray Caballero, who is a very, very famous
hairstylist
in Tampa. And Ray, thank you, and welcome to our show. How are you doing?
Good. You're so sweet. I'm doing great.
Well, thank you for being here. And Trish and I, we are so excited. Ray is one of the best hairstylists in Tampa Bay. 813 area code, by the way. And so, Ray, we're going to be talking about summer frizz. And Trish has a couple of questions, and I'm going to be interacting with her about hair.
Well, if you can help us with frizzy hair, it's a win-win for everybody, right?
That's right.
So, Ray, how does the summertime affect your hair?
Well, there's a lot of different factors that play, you know, into the summer affecting the hair. And that's one is dryness and the frizz and the color fading, chlorine damage, and salt damage. So, you know, the sun's ultraviolet UV rays can strip your hair from its natural oils, making it dry and brittle and prone to breakage. And frizz, high humidity can also make your hair frizzy and unmanageable. And color fading is the same thing, can also fade the hair, especially if it's dyed or highlighted. And if you swim in the chlorine during the summer, your hair is going to become brittle. Or if you're in the salt water and you spend a lot of time at the beach, you know, the salt water can also dry your hair and make it brittle.
Mm-hmm. So how do you protect it?
Well, I've come with some tips to protect your hair from the summer. And, you know, there's summer basic, like wear a hat or a scarf when you're outdoors to help, you know, protect your hair from the UV rays. You can use leave-in conditioner or styling cream to protect your hair from the elements. And also avoid washing your hair every single day. You know, this can strip your hair of its natural oils a lot. And, of course, you know, we always recommend getting regular trims to remove split ends. That's definitely beneficial. And avoiding using heat styling tools, even to drinking plenty of water and eating a healthy diet is the huge part in keeping your hair healthy.
I know, Ray, when you mentioned trimming the hair, I think having a good trim, because does the frizz start from the bottom and go up? Is that what it is?
It does. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, breakage mainly starts at the ends, and if you don't take them off, it will continue to go up through the hair, and eventually you'll end up cutting more hair.
Well, Ray, I read that you could use a dryer sheet on your hair to get rid of frizz, and that might be a home remedy, but what about keratin? Is that something you would suggest?
I would, but you know that dryer sheet idea is not a bad idea.
I'm going to try it.
Which smell?
Yeah.
No, that sounds good.
There are some things that do work. Like, for example, I found coconut oil, natural coconut oil, is a great protector, you know, for your hair in the sun.
Coconut oil is amazing for everything.
So you would take that right out of the jar? Right out of the jar and put it on your hair?
Yep.
Absolutely, and on your skin and everywhere else.
And in your pasta and everything.
In your pasta. You can eat it and put it on the outside.
Yeah, one jar, one stop shopping right there. Ray, real quick, too, the keratin treatments.
Let's talk about, because keratin, a lot of people have it confused. And keratin, it's a protein that's made out of your own hair, and it's not, inherently bad for your hair. However, keratin treatments can be damaging to your hair if they're not done properly.
Formaldehyde.
So, keratin treatment, that and the process that goes into it. Like, keratin treatments typically involve applying a chemical solution to your hair, followed by heat styling to straighten the hair. And then the chemicals in the keratin treatment can be harsh and can strip your hair from its natural oils, making it dry and brittle. Mm-hmm. So the heat styling can also damage your hair, making it even more prone to breakage.
So if someone wants a keratin treatment, what do they ask for to avoid all that damage?
Well, if you're considering getting a keratin treatment, it's important to do your research and choose a reputable salon that uses high-quality products like
your salon. Like your salon, right, Ray? It's Casa Caballero.
Caballero.
Yes.
There's the Spanish way to say it.
That's right. Yeah, it's a Spanish.
Caballero.
That's a little twist. So we only have like 2 minutes, Ray, and I definitely want you to give all your information, because if someone's looking for a really good hairdresser, I would definitely go to Ray's place. He knows what he's been doing. He's been doing it for years. He's done the Tampa Bay Cheerleaders. He's done celebrities, and he's known. And he definitely gets your hair where you need it. But before we go, can you tell us, for men and for women, because this is a show for men too, what are the hair trends? What hair trends will we see this fall?
Well, we're definitely in for a treat, because, the trends are layers, fringe, and framing. Think more like 1960s, 70s, inspired with like a 90s twist.
Right.
They call this new haircut like the Rachel 2.0 butterfly bangs, which is AKA like the Farrah Fawcett in our days, or feathered layers, the lioness. But Farrah made it iconic. Internal layers, butterfly layers, and of course J-Lo, and long layers, bangs, and more bangs. So, I mean, for men and women.
That makes me so happy.
Oh, for men, too. So would George Michael's had a feather look back in the day?
He had great hair.
Oh, yeah. I would Google, but that was 80s. Is that safe to say, George Michael's look, like when he first got famous?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's that look, that PC disconnected, layered look is really going to be really in.
Right. And the David Cassidy look.
Oh, David.
My guy.
Yeah, your guy. Well, Ray, I feel bad. I'm going to have to close the segment, but you're going to come back and visit us. But can you tell our listeners where they can find you for, if they have any questions about keratin or want to visit you or looking for a really good stylist? Can you give us your phone number on air twice and where you're located?
Yes, I have a salon located on 9729 North Armenia Highway here in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. And our casa, you can either call us at 813-930-7070. That's 813-930-7070. Or you can go to casacaballerosalon.com. And there you can see a little bit of my bio, but also go and schedule a hair appointment, even a consultation.
Yes.
And we will give you exactly what you're looking for.
And Ray, while I have you on the phone, can you jot me down on your appointment book for maybe next week? Seriously, because I'm afraid I'll forget to call you, because you know how I am.
There you go.
I'll put you down and send you time.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you, Ray. Thank you for coming on. We'll have you back, and to keep us all in style.
Hopefully not frizzy.
Hopefully not frizzy. That's right. Thank you, Ray.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, now we've got about 3 minutes for real quick, quickly with a nonprofit. Trish?
Okay. Yes. Can you believe college is back in, and USF, which I think is your alma mater, mm-hmm. Is having.
Oh, yeah, I graduated from USF. I'm an alumni.
There you go.
Took me a long time to get out, though, but I am.
Hey, that's okay. You're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
So they're having a USF Bulls block party August 19th at the Italian Club in Ybor.
No kidding.
And they're going to be painting Ybor City gold and green in honor of the USF Bulls.
Oh, look at you. You got your green shirt on today.
I have my green shirt on, but I'm a Gator. Yeah. But Gators are green, too.
See what happens.
And money raised for this event will go to the USF Alumni Association and scholarship endowments.
That's so nice.
Tickets are only $25, and it's going to be guest speakers, free giveaways, and entry to participating locations offering food and drink specials.
Nice.
And that's at eventlive.com.
Thank you, Trish. Yeah. Thank you for that information.
You're
and
welcome.
We've got Renee with Events Around Tampa Bay. Renee, we got about 2-3 minutes here, girl. How you doing?
Hey, girl.
Hey. How you doing?
Hi, Renee.
I'm losing my voice. Perfect timing.
Perfect.
So what we got going on in Tampa?
I'll be really quick. I have two really great events coming up this week.
Uh-huh.
One this week and one in September. Okay, so I'm going to start off with, you know, since the football season's back around the corner.
Yes,
it is. I wanted to talk about this fun event that will be happening September 6th, 7th, and 8th right here in the Tampa Bay area called the Tampa Bay Fashion Experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's with all the Bucks players, front office, Bucks wife. They're teaming up and kicking off a one-of-a-kind charity event to benefit something near and dear to me, and it's called CAN, Community Health and Autism Speaks. It's you can find the information out, but you guys, it's going to be an incredible three-day event. They are sponsored. The title sponsor is the Tampa Bay Bucks. And yeah, so it's going to be fun. Let me give you the website for it.
Okay.
And the Instagram handle is Tampa Bay, one word, Fashion Experience on Instagram and Facebook. And then the website to RSVP anything is TampaBayFashionExperience.com.
Nice.
And since it's all about philanthropy and fashion, I'm happy to mention that Bella Lucia, the salon that the boutique that we were talking about 2 weeks ago, will be the local boutique that will be featuring the Fashion Experience.
Nice, Renee. And I know you've been working hard on coordinating all that and bringing everybody together, and you are the right person for that. If you want to see fashion...
And you will be going. We will be there front and center.
Oh, we're there. So, I know. It's already done. I already got my outfit ready. I already got it ready. So we have about 30 more seconds. Do you have... Thank you, Renee.
Weekend,
and you know I love you. You know I do. You're one of my favorite.
Okay,
you know.
Let's talk about Terry Pepin's wine thing. We got to talk about the wine
thing. For sure. Yes, let's hear it.
I wanted to quickly mention it. It's this August 25th, this Saturday.
Right.
And it's 2301 North Albany Avenue.
Uh-huh.
It's at the old cigar factory, and they're hosting wine tours and tastings once a month. But it's this Saturday. It's so much fun. I didn't even know we had this in our backyard. But it's a concept, some sort of a concept where wine is on tap. And I guess apparently the Italians have been doing this forever, and now this method has transitioned into the United States. And they're the first ones here in the Tampa Bay area. But if you want a ticket, eventbrite.com/e/winery.
Nice.
And you will find it.
And Renee, you're going to get us all in at the Shrink and Wrap Show, right? Do we all have spots over there?
Hey, are we going to do it? Or 25th? Bring that.
Yes. That's why Renee's our entertainment girl. She knows what's going on around Tampa. She's got a big personality, and everybody likes her. So thank you, Renee, for doing your homework. And we're going to see you next week, and I look forward to talking to you more. I'd like you to come to the show and talk about this VIP fashion experience. Can you do that?
You know what? We'll do that. Not this next Thursday. We'll do it the following Thursday.
And then maybe,
for sure.
Okay, maybe Vanessa can come with you. Okay, so thank you, and have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, baby.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So before we go, two things I like to say. I've got literally 1 minute to do that. I'd like to wish my sweet niece a 21st happy birthday, and my sweet aunt. Ah, she's so sweet. And?
Oh, and my little Princess Lena is going to be 2 years old on the 25th.
Yeah, and these are very special birthdays, and to them, I'm wishing them the best.
August seems like a good month for birthdays.
And we're not done. And Matt's coming up on the 23rd.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Matt, thank you.
You're on our list as well.
Thank you very much.
And,
next week.
Yeah, and I feel there's a lot of good. You were August birthday. There's a lot. And Lola was kind of close near there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
But I just want to wish everybody happy birthday. My aunt is mentally challenged, and I just want to share. I just bought her a record player with an Elvis album yesterday.
Perfect.
And it was Elvis's anniversary. It was kind of weird. I didn't even know that till after I got it for her. But happy birthday to them. And thank you for all my family and friends for sponsoring the show. And before we go, I'm going to leave you here with this closing statement today. And thank you, listeners, for being a part of our show. But I'm going to leave you with this. Keep smiling with what you go through, because life is a story. So make yours a bestseller. So we're going to listen to the lyrics, because this is a great song. It's called, Sherry's birthday is the 29th, and we're going to hopefully have her on. Trish just reminded me, my friend Sherry, Joey James, the label, she's right after our next show.
Okay.
Yes, I got
Okay, want to make sure.
Yes. So thank you for telling me.
You're welcome.
But yes, live your life, make your story the best. And right now we leave you with A Good Life by One Republic. Have a great week, and we hope to see you here next time, the Shrink and Wrap Show.
Good life. This is gotta be a good life. This could really be.